Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Fem Industries Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Monarch Networth Capital. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Aman. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, I welcome you all to Q3 FY23 conference call of Fem Industries Limited. We will start the call with the initial comment about the results and the future outlook of the company, and then we'll open the floor for question and answers. Without much delay, now I hand over the call to Mr. J.K. Jain, Chairman and MD of the company. Over to you, Jain, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Q3 FY23 earnings call of Fem Industries. Joining me on the call are Rahul Jain, Director, Rajesh Sharma, Director, Arvind Chauhan, Company Secretary, O.P. Gupta, CFO, and other members of the finance team. The results and the investor presentation for the Q3 FY23 have been made available on both the stock exchange and the company website. I hope everyone have had a chance to review the same. As we start this calendar year, the Indian economy finds itself in the spotlight on the global stage. With the challenges facing the global economy, the world is relying on India to provide stability and growth. The domestic economy is projected to grow at 6.5%, with the auto industry playing a crucial role as it contributes 49% to the manufacturing GDP. Government also continues to play an active role for the growth of the industries. The recent union budget proposes a custom duty exemption for the capital goods and the machinery used in the production of lithium cell for EVs. This move is expected to promote EV industries and will boost local manufacturing. In addition, the tax rationalization at the lowest level is expected to increase the demand by enhancing the disposable income of the taxpayers. Overall, the Indian economy is likely to facilitate the growth of the industries as we move forward. Let me shift the focus to the operating environment for the two-wheeler industries. Domestic sales have grown at a healthy rate of 16.8% for the quarter. We are optimistic that the demand will continue to improve and the new peak will be reached in the coming years. Now, looking at our operating performance, we have delivered the strong result once again, maintaining our outperformance of the industry. We have achieved the highest ever sales and the profitability for the first nine months of the year. The sales have grown 30% to 1,401 crores with a net profit of 101.5 crores. The LED share as percentage of the total automotive lighting has touched 50% this quarter, reflecting the trend towards the faster adoption of this technology. As maintained by us, this would move to 60% going forward. Electric vehicle adoption continues to grow, and the total two-wheeler EV have grown more than 3 times over last year. During the quarter, we saw a number of the EV OEMs facing challenges relating to FAME II incentives. I am confident that these are temporary hurdles and the industry will adapt and move forward swiftly. The share of the EVs will continue to grow at a rapid pace. As we enter the fourth quarter, outlook for the economy remains bullish. There is a significant increase in the investment for the infrastructure and the rural economy. Agriculture sector is looking promising due to the higher minimum support price. Overall, I continue to stay positive on demand outlook. With this, I hand over to Mr. O.P. Gupta and the finance team to update on operational performance.
Thank you, sir. Good evening to everyone. I am presenting quarter three numbers for FY23. The company registered a sales of rupees 437.9 crore in Q3 FY23, which is a 13.5% growth from rupees 385.69 crore in same quarter last year. The sales for 9 months have shown a 30.71% increase on a year-on-year basis to rupees 1,401.2 crore. The EBITDA for Q3 FY23 is rupees 59.63 crore, translating into the healthy margin of 13.62% as compared to an EBITDA of rupees 47.59 crore, that is 12.24% in Q3 of previous financial year. 9 months EBITDA stand at rupees 187.6 crore, which is a growth of 43.6% over the 9 month period of previous financial year. PAT increased by 33.19% to rupees 32.02 crore as compared to 24.04 crore in corresponding quarter of FY22. 9 month PAT is 61% higher at rupees 101.58 crore in comparison to 9 month period of previous financial year. During the quarter, the company has made a capex of rupees 18.42 crore largely in plant and machinery at our Hosur plant. Now we continue to be a net zero debt company. With this, I end the financial brief and now the floor is open for question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one. First question is from the line of Viraj Kacharya from Securities Investment Manager. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers in such a challenging environment. I have a couple of questions. Am I audible? Hello?
Yes, you're audible.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so first is just a clarification. You know, for Yamaha, you know, when we report sales to Yamaha, would majority of the sales be purely LED or there will be some traditional lighting business as well?
This is all purely LED.
So, you know, if you adjust the sales to Yamaha, you know, which is close to 15-16%, and, you know, if we look at the overall LED sales for us, it's close to 35% of our overall sales. So ex Yamaha, the overall LED penetration would just be around 20% for us. And in that relation, how would it compare for the industry, sir?
I think your first, this is Arvind. Regarding this LED penetration code. Hi. See, this LED is not 35%, it is 50% as of now for this quarter.
Yamaha as a percentage of sales is close to 15-16% and of sales, and you know, LED penetration, LED sales is roughly 35% of our all sales. So if I, you know, for simplicity, if I remove, adjust for the Yamaha sales, roughly LED penetration is still around 20% for rest of the business, SSMI, TVS, and so in that sense, I'm just trying to understand how does it compare for the industry.
I think the total sales you are comparing, it also include the plastic as well as the rear mirror, the pie chart you are referring for the Yamaha. But anyway, to clarify, the LED of what the percentage you are looking for, it is already clear, this this Yamaha, all lamps are LED. That is one thing. Second thing about the LED as a percentage of eyes, in our 50% LED portion, 43% is coming from the ICE vehicles and 7% is from the EVs.
Okay, and when you say 43% is for ICE, you know, but when I say for the two-wheeler industry generally, what will be the penetration for LED indicatively?
See, it is for the industry, it, at volume levels, it should be lower because you can work it out. Because we are reporting here on the value basis, not on the volume basis. But
yeah,
industry
I'm talking
always
value only, sir.
Value means it is for the industry. We have to club all companies, you know, automotive LED, sorry, lighting phase. We are
moreover, what we are talking about out of our turnover, the LED constitutes 50%.
Total lighting.
Understood. Basically, my question was, sir, just to understand, when I talk about the two-wheeler industry in India, what will be the penetration of LED, you know, just to get a sense?
Yeah, the penetration is very strong because day by day, most of the, you know, conventional lamps are being changed into the LED. So we hope that in coming years, the penetration will be, as we mentioned, it is going to be higher and higher.
But giving specific numbers on the industry volume is not possible.
Okay. Second question was, you know, when I look at the new launches, you know, in the last few calls, we talked about having a very strong pipeline. Now, some of those customers, you know, say Yamaha, they recently launched, upgraded a whole new portfolio and they launched new models like FZF and all. So, if you could just provide some perspective, you know, are we kind of a supplier for those new models as well? And same is for the Hero Motors, you know, the launches we were expecting, you know, when do we expect that to come?
Yamaha, FZX, we are the sole supplier for headlamp and tail lamp boards. There are two kind of models is being launched. One is for the domestic and one is for the export. So, export and domestic, both models, we are the 100% supply of headlamp and tail lamp. And those are all in LEDs.
I think they also launched LED15 and FZX and a whole lot of other
all models. There are 14 models which is already launched for the domestic as well as export market, or MP series is being supplied by CM only.
Okay. And for Hero Motors, sir?
Hero Motors, as we already communicated in last con call also, we are into right now on ramp up situation. So might be in the next quarter we will be having a sales figure in also in our overall turnover. Yeah.
Okay, but will this be for the new products in the ICE or EV, or this is also for the older products where you're seeing LED?
Yeah, these are both. As of now, it is very difficult for
career. And, but as of the binding also, we cannot announce.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Just two more questions, sir. You know, if I look at the other segment, you know, which, you know, correct me in my thinking, which is, you know, EV and other categories, you know, Q&Q, it's been flat, you know, despite the volumes and the issues a lot of EV guys are facing in the industry. So what has driven, you know, a stable performance in third quarter and others?
You're talking about the EV industry overall this quarter?
No. So when we report others, you know, it's around 12% of our revenue. So it's around 52, 53 crores, the revenue from other customers in this particular quarter. And I think last quarter also we did something along similar run rate, which is around 52, 53 crores.
So I think in EV, what you're looking at is obviously there is disruption with some of the customers. But if you see our portfolio, we are active with more than 23, 24 customers. So I think, you know, one customer which is not moving up, there is another customer where there is increased volume. So for us, EV has only gone up this quarter over last quarter.
And do we have any money outstanding, you know, because a lot of companies are facing working capital issues.
No, it is not that case. We are getting our money on time. This is based on whatever the terms agreed.
Okay, this last question was on the margins. You know, I think we did something like close to 39% contribution margins. And in the past, we talked about us having pricing pressure, I mean cost pressure from various raw materials. So have we kind of recovered all of the price increase from the customers, or there's still some more left? So how should one understand the contribution margin moving for us in coming months?
So these margins, you are saying some improvement, this improvement is, I think you are talking about the EBITDA margins.
No, I'm talking about contribution margin, which was close to 39%. So last few quarters, we were facing, you know, raw material cost pressures. So in that sense, have you got all the price increase?
Yeah, we have got all our escalations from the customers. Virtually, if you see that the margins have increased, this is because of all, most of the escalations have come in the company. So virtually, there's hardly escalations left. And the company is very closely monitoring these escalations, and we are getting money on time. So this is what is reflected in our margins also.
Okay, fine. I'll come back in queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Shatin from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. My first question is on your Yamaha revenue trajectory. Now, from a peak of about 90 crores a quarter, we are now down to about 67. And this quarter it was on a YOY basis also down 14-15%. So just wanted to understand, now how should we think about this going forward?
Yeah, in the last quarter also we have explained about this. There were some certain models which were fixed volume for the export market, especially for the European market. And those volumes is already been covered. So might be there are a few more models which are under pipeline will again come in next quarter or next to next quarter. So this is only because of the fixed volume.
Moreover, the exports are down. The total industry's exports are down as compared to the domestic market.
Right. So basically you are saying for Yamaha India, the products that they export from here to Europe, those export numbers are down, and that is what is impacting these numbers today.
Right. Yeah. Not only for Yamaha, for the whole industry as such.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. I didn't quite catch the first comment when you said there was a fixed number for export. So was that like a one-time order which you supplied? So typically in the auto industry, you always have orders for the, you know, life cycle of the model, which would be normally much longer than a one-time order.
No, it is a regular, it is always be a 5 years of models. One model will be launched for 5 years. But the order line is always be for 2 quarter will be okay, and 2 quarter will be always be down.
Okay.
This is a normal trend.
Normal trend in your
order. Basically, export is down for the two-wheeler industries at the moment.
Right. Got it. Second question was on your, just on the Yamaha line, so you mentioned that there are these FZ series of models which have got launched. So should this boost the Yamaha number going forward?
Can you repeat your question? This is missing.
This was just a follow-up on the Yamaha side, where I was asking that you responded to an earlier question that on the FZ series, you are there as a sole supplier. Should we expect that would support the Yamaha revenue going forward, or is that something that is already there in this quarter's numbers as well?
That will definitely be support. That will support for recovery of all whatever losses here.
Okay, great. That's good to hear. My second question was on margins. Now, if I look at our company for a very long period of time, our margins have been very closely in that 12-13% kind of range. Now we are seeing them starting to inch up to 13.5% and gradually, hopefully, even higher. So what is really driving this margin performance?
Actually, if you see that in earlier period, we have been declaring margin to the tune of 12%. And every time we have been telling that our escalations during the period of raw material cost has been not, has been discussed with the customer, but customer is taking time to pay the same. But now you see that we have virtually received most of the escalations on time, and you see that the raw material consumption has also gone down by 1%. So that is why you see the reflection in our EBITDA margin. So that is why EBITDA has gone up by 1.5% from 12 to 13.5, which we hope to maintain the same.
Okay. No, my question was more on a slightly longer period. You know, I understand that right now this is RM lead lag, but even before this entire process where, you know, RM started shooting up happened, we were always around that 11-12% kind of mark. We were never at this 13.5%. So just wanted to understand
Hopefully, because now the turnover is growing. You see that every year the turnover is growing. But our cost of overheads is not going in that amount. So the percentage is coming down. So that is clearly visible in our overall percentage. So the top line is growing. We are every year we are growing by 15-20%. 9 months we have grown by 30%. So that increase in sales with the corresponding not increase in the fixed overhead is giving impetus to our improving margins.
Great, great. So you are really running a very tight ship, and we can see the benefit of that. My last question was on Hero. Now we understand that for Hero, you know, their largest supplier was Unitech. And they are having kind of their own issues, financial issues. And we recently checked with Lumax, and they mentioned that they are already a very large supplier, and hence they have not seen any benefit from Unitech share going down. So would it be fair to assume that a large part of that benefit would echo to, you know, a company like FAME?
No, it is not like that. The technology which on which we are working as of now, that has given us the boost to get that business. And that business is not only for the domestic market, even though for the export market also.
So then who is that business going to? I would assume typically when an auto OEM finds a supplier in stress, they kind of try to diversify away from that supplier.
We can count out of the three suppliers who are already there. But what the point is that we are getting the business on our strength, and we can only talk about our company.
Yeah, we cannot talk about the competitors.
Understood. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Komal Lada from Yellow Jersey Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you please give your share of business with the different customers here?
Yeah.
So your customer wise, this. So the business, the wallet share, I think you are referring.
Yeah.
Okay, so this we are giving for the full year based on 2021-22 numbers. The TVS for headlamp we are having 73%, tail lamp 69%, winker 82%, and for rear view mirror 55%. For Yamaha, headlamp is 91%, tail lamp is 64%, winker is 5%, and rear view mirror is 32%. Suzuki, headlamp is 80%. Tail lamp is also 80%, and winker is 23%. Rear view mirror, we are sole supplier, so 100%. For HMSI, headlamp is 40%, tail lamp is 76%, winker is 85%, and rear view mirror is 100%. Apart from the rear view, for RR and position lamp, we are 100% with Yamaha, as well as Suzuki.
Okay, thank you. And I wanted to ask that what kind of demand can we expect from two-wheeler industries in coming 2 years as well as in export market?
Thank you, Dr. So, domestic two-wheeler industry, or you're talking about the export or both?
Domestic two-wheeler industry and as well as export.
So, domestic two-wheeler industry, I think there is, you could see over the last few quarters, there is a lot of activity and I think it is well positioned for growth. I think there is, over the next couple of years, it should get back to the peak that that the industry had achieved in FY19. So, there is enough headroom. All the economic factors, the macro factors seem to be stacking up well. So, we feel very confident that the industry will grow. Very confidently from here on. Export market, I think, is also something that our company specifically is working actively with our OEMs. And I think there is a lot of potential with China plus one strategies coming in, Thailand, other markets, even European markets are looking for a lot of diversification. So there is a lot of positive development there. So over the next 2-3 years, the industry should do fairly well.
Can we expect to cross the peak in FY24 or FY25?
Well, we have to give an exact estimate. There are many macro events at play, but clearly we are heading there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashwin Modi from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So, sir, my first question is on the raw material prices trend. So, how is the raw material prices currently and do we expect some sort of price decreases that we have to take if the raw material prices are decreasing?
The prices, there is off late there are softening the prices, but this is never a concern for us, actually. This is always passed through to the customers. There is a lag of say 1 quarter or 2 quarter, but this is always passed through.
And so my second question that we've talked about is that we'll grow ahead of the industry going forward. So I wanted to understand what sort of a volume growth do we expect because of, you know, increasing share of business with existing customers or increasing adding new customers. So do we expect faster volume growth than the industry?
See, when we're talking about our growth, there are lot many, you know, growth factors, and this is not only the volumes, everything, the technology, give us the advantage of more realization, as well as the whatever we can get more businesses from our existing OEM customers, and you know, the EVs and all LED. There are so many factors for this growth, drivers.
Okay. So, and my third question is regarding LED adoption. So, as per our current order book, could we, tell us how, where there is a higher share of LED in the two-wheeler segment, and given the pricing pressure that the two-wheeler industry has seen, can we expect the LED adoption to be as fast as we are thinking?
Yeah, as of now, as we have already declared, 50% penetration is already there, and year on year, every year you can see 10% of additional increase of conventional to LED is being adopted by the customers. So we hope in next 5 years, 100% will be changed to LED.
Okay. And sir, lastly, on our EV order book, the order book we have from our EV customers, so, there are a few players which are facing issues from FAME to subsidy. So, is our order book very much, you know, has a higher proportion of those two customers, especially Hero Electric and Okinawa?
So, we are supplying, basically, as I told in my speech, these are all short-time, hurdles. They are not permanent things. So, they will come out very easily.
They have already started their volumes and production is on now.
Okay, sir. Thanks. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nirvana Laha, as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, thanks for the opportunity. So good to see that you're saying that the EV impact will not be substantial or permanent. So just one question. I assume you faced some impact in quarter three. So can you confirm that, and do you think there'll be impact in quarter four, or are you expecting normalized volumes from quarter four from the EV players?
No, there is no impact on us. The thing, I think the previous question you are asking, it is about the subsidy issue of FAME II. There is no impact on the business.
Yeah. Okay, so in terms of orders received by FAME from these players, there was no impact. It was business as usual.
No impact.
Okay, and you don't foresee any impact in the coming one or two quarters based on the orders you are receiving?
I think the way you have to look at it is that we have a very diversified customer base here. There will be one or two players who will be impacted. There will be other two players who will ramp up volumes. And that is what has happened to keep our volumes the way they are. So to that extent, we feel that the overall volumes, our share will continue to go up, our EV volumes. Now, which player does what is something that remains to be sort of seen over the next few quarters. But overall industry is going up. And that is why we've been insulated, because of our diversified mix.
Okay, that's great to hear. So one figure, what percentage of your sales roughly are related to OEM exports, not your exports, but if you can give a rough figure, OEM exports.
No, see, it is difficult to give, because this is we are supplying to their global motors and in the, you know, so many geographies in Europe and other Japan, Thailand. But we cannot give the numbers how this is to export.
Yes. Our supplies are directly to Indian customers, and they are exporting their vehicles or their parts to their subsidiary companies. So it will be difficult. Yeah, it will be difficult for us to calculate the percentage.
Okay, so not even a ballpark kind of number. So the reason I ask this question is because, you know, export demand may be impacted, as you're saying, but domestic demand may grow strongly. So just to model that.
No, but very difficult to give this breakup.
Okay, no problem. And for Hero Motors, the upcoming supplies, are they going to be LED supplies or halogen, or is it a mix of both?
All LEDs.
All LEDs. Okay. And final question from my side. So you mentioned that margins are improving due to operating leverage and revenues increasing. But also the gradual conversion to LED should also be one of the strong reasons, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It is one of the, and moreover, it is our USP to how to get the margins. How to save the cost, how to become economical, because customer doesn't give any margins.
So basically, this is all the internal efficiency? Yes.
Right. So given that you're saying you expect in 5 years, 100% conversion to LED, the margins should sustain, right? Of course, there can be one-off events which nobody can predict, but the 13.5%, 14% kind of margins, if everything else remains normal, should sustain. Is that the correct understanding?
Yeah,
basically the trend is like that. So we are, based on the trend, we can say that in next 5 years, it's going to be 100% LED.
Okay. And any developments or
modeling purposes? Yeah, for your modeling purposes, to answer, yes. I mean, this is the margin we would expect going forward.
Okay, great. And any developments that you want to talk about with respect to any new products, either four-wheelers in lighting or anything else at all?
Yeah.
So I think there is a lot of the ecosystem. There is lots happening with the EV ecosystem, with the overall industry, and there is active discussion on a number of strategic sort of initiatives. However, we would be able to only talk about it when something actually culminates. So at this point of time, it will be too premature.
Sure, but would you like to highlight at least any area of the universe that you're looking at?
No, we are doing it strategically,
automotive.
At the moment, we can't disclose.
But it will be all agencies only across the industry. There is no
Okay.
So it will be very related business.
Okay, and this is not seeking guidance, but just in how many quarters do you think you'll be in a position to announce something on this?
No,
just if you have an idea.
No, no, no. See, this the things we have shared that this will be all our related industry, the automotive, and next thing we can definitely inform when as and when something culminates.
Okay, thank you so much. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shakti Agarwal from as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. So I wanted to understand what is our capacity utilization at this point?
See, our capacity utilization is in the range of 75% for this quarter.
75% for this quarter. So yes. What is the peak peak capacity utilization that we can achieve, sir?
It can go beyond 90%.
Okay, peak it can go beyond 90%. All right. And any breakthrough in the four-wheeler division, sir? Because we've been discussing for last couple of quarters about breakthrough in the four-wheeler division and diversification towards it. Has there been any breakthrough in that?
As already informed, we are working on the opportunities, but definitely nothing to inform as of now.
Okay, nothing. And so what is the overall contribution in the entire two-wheeler, one of our contribution in terms of light? What is the overall cost contribution in that?
You are talking about the our market share in that two-wheeler lighting?
No. Like in 2019, you mentioned that our overall contribution is about like 2,500 rupees in the entire thing. So I just wanted to know what is the overall contribution in the entire two-wheeler this thing. For headlight, tail light, what we supply. So the overall.
I think you are talking about the kit value per vehicle.
Yes.
So it depends. Means 2,000 to 5,000 and maybe more in some cases. Because it varies from 800 rupees to
5,000 rupees.
Okay, 800 to 5,000 rupees. All right, so that would be quite helpful. And so now the two-wheeler industry has grown about 10%. We have grown about 30%. So is that the kind of outperformance that we are going to continue going forward as well? Let's say if the two-wheeler industry grows by 10%, we are going to grow by 30%?
Basically, if you see, we have to reach minimum 2019 level. We are much below. So if we reach 2019 level, then it comes very high. The percentage comes very, very high.
No, sir. I'm just saying that, let's say industry has grown 10%, the two-wheeler industry. And we have grown
30%.
See, what we maintain that we always outgrown the industry growth. So it is, and we are very hopeful. I mean, this is nothing to, say that we will not grow better. In fact, we will grow very strongly.
Okay. And sir, what are we, in terms of capex, what are the capex numbers that we are looking for FY24?
So I think for the current year, we should close maybe between 45 and 50 crores. And for next year, again, there should be another outlay of 40 to 50 crores additional. So over the, so another 50 odd crores you should estimate.
All right. So thank you. That's it from my side. And congratulations, sir. Hope the company keeps performing on
thank
the
you.
Same
thank
parameters.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Viraj Kasharia from Securities Investment Manager. Please go ahead. Viraj, your line is unmuted. Please unmute yourself and proceed with the question.
Yeah, can you hear me now? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Just two questions. First is, you talked about an opportunity in exports for us. So is this direct export opportunity or we are talking more about, say supply to Yamaha or HSMI for their global models? So...
our supplies are domestic to all the domestic customers, and domestic customers are exporting. There are few supplies we are doing direct export, that is of Harley-Davidson and Piaggio. These are our direct export. And some of Suzuki and Yamaha also we do direct export. But major percentage are with Indian customers only, Indian OEMs.
So when we talk about an increasing opportunity in exports, can you provide some perspective? You know, what is that opportunity and how are we looking to play that?
Overall volume forecast from the customers are good. I think we are hope we hope there will be a good opportunity for the growth of numbers overall.
Okay, and typically in exports also, you know, the product development cycle is between, say, 3-4 years to 5 years. So when we are talking to customers for export opportunity, where would we be in that journey?
It is always be like 1.5 years to 2 years is the development time, and 5 years is the total vehicle cycle, which is the lifetime of the vehicle.
Okay, so a lot of that would start materializing in next 2-3 years. Am I understanding?
Yeah, we as of now, you know, we are working on all the 95%, 90+ new models for different OEMs of with all our OEMs for domestic as well as export market.
Okay. Second question was on the cash part. What would be the cash as of December 31st?
220 crores.
Yeah, 207 crore is on
31st. Sorry, your voice was not coming clear.
This is 207 crore.
Net cash, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ashutosh Tiwari from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
On this Hero order that we've got, is this for scooter or motorcycle models or EV?
It's very difficult to specify the models. You understand? There are scooter and motorcycle both, but mainly the first products will come with motorcycle.
Okay, and this is like a new model or from the, like say they are launching a lot of the X-Trek models, so is part of that or is a new model?
There will be both models. One is existing, another is a new model. Okay.
And Yamaha, you mentioned that a couple of more models will be added from next year.
Yeah. There are three models will be adding a new with the next year. That will be for domestic as well as for export both.
So this is like a refresh of earlier models or is it completely new models?
Completely new model.
So Yamaha will again go back to growth for next year?
Yes.
Okay. And you mentioned you have 200 crore plus cash on the balance sheet right now, the net cash.
Then what we saw, the net cash is 207
crore.
So any plans to increase dividend or how should we, because CapEx is going to be lower only for us. So any plan to increase dividend or what is thought process in cash?
See, this is regarding the dividend. It is you already seen 20 to 25% of our net profits as per the policy. So definitely the cash is more. It will be increased, and it all depends on the board decision.
Okay. Fine. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Anika Mittal from Invest Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, what is the revenue guidance for the complete financial year 23? Do you see quarter 4 will be better than quarter 3 financial year 23?
The generally, we have given a guidance of 15% revenue growth, but overall, overall, generally, Q4 is always better than Q3 for us.
Okay.
So, you know, we kind of maintain that.
Okay, and what is the EV share for the 23 financial year 23?
EV share is right now close to 6%.
6%. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Rahul Pichai from Multi-Act PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, on the Hero business that we have won, what could be the contribution in the next financial year? Like, will it be a meaningful contribution?
No, it is just a beginning. So, next quarter will not be meaningful. Maybe from the next year, it will be very, very good supportive.
So, can we expect it to be in the top 5 customers for next year? FY24?
No.
We cannot comment as of now. It is totally be depend on the customer ramp-up plan.
Okay. And what kind of wallet share are we expecting in, say, next quarter or, say, next year for Hero?
This is also very difficult as of now to
decide. At the moment to speak, yeah.
So, it is too premature to talk about these parameters. So, definitely when the next year numbers will come, you will get a clear picture.
Once vehicle will be launched, those all figures will definitely come out on the platform.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is on the line of Nidhi Babaria from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for taking my question. Sorry if I missed it initially, but if you can help me understand the order book which we have right now. And also, when we say that the current margin is a lot of current margins is being contributed via other expense. So, do we mean to say that the gross margins are going to be stable at 39% kind of range and Okay.
Yes, we have a 95 plus new projects as of now under development. Those will be materialized in next year or maybe next to next year. So we have a strong project portfolio which is under development, which will give us our sales figure into a positive direction of sales growth.
Okay. And so do we give order book guidance?
No, we generally don't give the order book guidance.
Okay.
Approximate value is around 850 to 900 crores.
Yes, the projects we are referring this is 850 to 900 crore value in next 3 years time.
Okay, and this will be come under production in FY24 itself, or it will be in next 3 years?
Some in 24, some in 25. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from line of Pritesh Shera from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Sir, what is the expected shift in LED to non-LED next year in FY24? And even now, the LED to non-LED pricing is 2:1? 3:1?
So your voice is breaking. What we can...
Will you repeat the question?
The question is, what will be the LED to non-LED share shift? In FY24?
As we have explained earlier, that at the moment we are at 50% level and we expect to 60% level.
Next year, based on whatever models and RFQs and production plan that you have.
Yeah.
2 years.
Oh, okay. And the premium LED to non-LED is 3:1, 2:1? The pricing?
It is totally depend on the technology, what kind of technology is being input for with LED or without non-LED. There are reflector type, there are projector type. So every cost is different. It will be very difficult to calculate by this way. But normal condition is conventional to normal LED, it is almost 1:3.
Okay. Okay. On the margin side, is there any upsides to margins when LED mix keeps on rising?
We are already doing 13.5% to 13.6% now. So it is always our endeavor.
Margins are always same.
Yes.
Margins always same.
LED or non-LED.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you move next year on a higher utilization at 90%, will there be a further margin upside from 13% that we are reporting, 13-14% that we are reporting right now, or you think that a lot of the margins are captured?
Margin in terms of amount will increase, but in terms of percentage, we've already outperformed everybody, and we have crossed even 13.5%. Company's endeavor is first to maintain this margin of 13.5%, 13.6%, 13.75%. But when the sale grows, then definitely in amount, the margin will be very huge.
Okay. Okay. And lastly, sir, on exports, I couldn't get your comment. Someone asked you on exports whether are you getting any direct exports, or most of your export opportunities that you are seeing are deemed exports, that is basically you supply to a Honda or a Suzuki or a Yamaha in India, and they in turn tend to export the product lines.
Basically, our export. Yeah, please.
Are you a part of any global supply, direct supply, or are you eyeing any global direct supply? That was the thought.
Yeah, basically, direct supply globally we are giving to Harley-Davidson. We are giving to Yamaha and Piaggio. So these are the direct supplies. But rest of the things, we are giving to the OEMs in India. And they are exporting with their own channel to different countries.
Okay. So how much is direct supply in total export for you? Percentage?
2.37.
Yeah.
2.7.
2.7% at the moment, direct exports.
2.7% of the export or 2.7% of total sales? Achha, 2.7% of your total sales.
Sales.
Our sales.
Our sales.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kishan Ravaiya, as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I just wanted to know, like, the overall market size of the two-wheeler lighting. Is there any number you are looking forward to?
No. Basically, you can say about 8,000 crore, 8,000-9,000 crore at the moment. And we are at the 33% level as on date.
Okay. And is there any ballpark number for the same future opportunity growth for the same?
Yeah, basically, as we told that we have more than 95 projects in hand, which is going to be in next 2 years. So we have a very robust pipeline.
All right, all right. And so these numbers are including of LED light numbers, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
EV kind of. Okay, okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vishal from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question, sir. Just one question regarding, sir, what will be our import content in LED and non-LED lighting?
See, the non-LED lighting is nil.
Nil. Almost nil.
Almost nil. And for the LED headlamp, the content is more. It ranges from 35% to 60%. So it depends on what product we are talking. But LED, the import content is more.
And it varies from product to product.
Yes.
Okay, okay. Sir, then in that case, as the proportion of LED lighting increase, we have to maintain more of inventory and our working capital will be stretched. Is that can happen, LED vis-à-vis non-LED?
Yes. Basically, your question is correct, because for the electronic product, we have to have a very high inventory, and also projections we have to give for a year. Earlier it was 6 months. Now we have to give a projection for 1 year. So the inventory is very high. That's true.
Okay. Sir, then in that case, the working capital, the working capital cycle in LED is stressed, and you know, the capital intensity in LED is also high. So that in that case, how do you manage the ROC in both the business, LED and non-LED? Is the non-LED business more ROC accretive than the LED business? Is my understanding right?
No. Basically, the sales of the LED business is higher, and being a fixed cost, so the profit is better. And with regard to the how you manage it is our USP to how we rotate our turnover versus stocks.
That one thing you have to understand, this is the higher level of inventory is required because this is the import of the electronics and the LED. When the situation normalizes, that lead time will also be reduced. And
third, is the price difference of in LED 3:1 still there, or it is lower now?
Now better. Now getting better day by day.
Okay. Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be our last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi for closing remarks. Thank you and over to you.
Thank you. On behalf of Monarch Network Capital, we want to thank the management for very patiently answering all the questions. JK sir, Jain sir, do you have any closing remarks?
Yeah, I will. I appreciate everyone's participation in the conference call. And I hope that we have provided satisfactory answer to all your queries. If you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Monarch Network Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.